sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason.
Ta-da!
With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, my co-host, and we have Cassie George doing Facebook Live, typing away, producer Ann, handling things behind the scenes, Charlie Grimes, our engineer. And how are my burnt ends there, Dan?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely phenomenal. These are great.
Good?
Yep.
Can I open a restaurant?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. John's Smokehouse.
They're pretty. Yeah, I can tell you're chomping away there in the mic. They're that good, huh? How good are they?
Oh my gosh, they're pretty darn good. Great.
All right.
Oh, yeah, John's Smokehouse.
You're going to make Kurt Rogers here hungry. Kurt, welcome. What's going on?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you. What's up, Kurt?
Not a whole lot, you know, just getting ready to start a new year.
It is. So, starting a new year, folks can lower their rates and save $100,000. Explain.
Well, a lot of people are worried about the tax law and losing the benefit because they don't get to write off the interest. If you make a small little change and convert your 30 to a 20-year, you can lower your rate. Let's say you have a 3.75 on a $350,000 loan.
Mm-hmm.
You can lower your rate and turn around and you'll save over $100,000 in 20 years.
That's not chump change.
Yeah, I mean, so $100,000 on a $350,000 loan is closer to 30%. So the 25% tax break you just gave up, because you can't itemize it anymore in most cases, you now just can turn around and save that money on the other side.
Got it. Makes total sense. So how do folks get a hold of you, Kurt?
720-895-0500, and then go to our website at aimortgage.net.
All right, so what do we – Haystack tomorrow, what are we doing?
Haystack tomorrow, we're going to be talking financial planner. We're going to talk about what's coming in 2018, different ways to, you know, with the market moving. And we have Kyle O'Dell going to be on the show with us.
Okay, sounds like a fun time and informative. And one of those things where as we head into 2018, folks, multiple ways that you can – divest, save money, stave off the inflation that's probably going to be coming. So, again, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Kurt, as always, man, enjoy it. Have a fantastic week.
Take care, guys.
Thanks,
you bet.
Kurt.
Appreciate it very much. Let's do this. Grandma's Handyman coming up next. If you need some things done around the house, and maybe with that refi that Kurt just talked about, you can afford to do some things.
Oh, yeah, like you could put in motion sensors in your garage.
That's exactly right.
Turn the lights on.
Awesome, by the way. Awesome. So they can do that plus much more. Senior discount of 10%, 303-693-3003. That's grandmashandyman.com. Give him a call today and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business, and sometimes finding work is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003, or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I think I messed up. I didn't tell Jenna to call us at 5:15, but I just texted her, so we'll get her in. We're a minute or two away from that, so we'll see what happens. How's that sound?
Sounds great to me.
Our rogue attorney.
The rogue attorney.
So what I missed today, I had a lot of topics today we didn't get a chance to get to, being our first show of the year. What else? Anything special? I was at the 10 best Mexican restaurants in Colorado, but I think we're going to have to table that one, quote unquote, pardon the pun.
10 best Mexican restaurants.
We'll table that one for another day. You like that?
You know, I never ate Mexican food till I moved here.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
What?
No. Not really.
They don't have Mexican food in Wisconsin?
Once in a while.
Well, they have, Taco Bell. Taco John's. Where you can get your potato olays.
Charlie's never had Mexican food? Till here?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Because it's just not,
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
It's not as much of a thing.
Mexican food is awesome.
Oh, it's so good.
It's like my favorite.
To come here and try green chili.
Well, I was in my late 40s before I had green chili.
Oh, Dan, I'm sorry. I grew up on the stuff. That's why I weigh 300 pounds. Like I said, that whole I just gave you the reason as to why I used to weigh 305 pounds.
Yeah, no
kidding.
That
whole list, nothing on it I won't eat.
No, you'll eat everything.
Nothing. And clean up with the best of them, trust me. All right, Jenna Ellis joining us now. Jenna, welcome. What's up?
Happy New Year, Jenna.
Hi. Happy New Year, everyone. That's great. Great to hear you talking about some of the best cuisine in Colorado. My family, we love Mexican food. It's fantastic.
Mexican food is awesome. Awesome. I grew up on Mexican food. I mean, we used to make it at home even. It was good stuff.
Yep.
My mom makes some mean green chili. Let me just tell you that.
Exactly. Yeah, my dad would be a chef in another life. He's actually an engineer, but he makes the best homemade Mexican food and like chili and everything. It's so good.
Well, I make some awesome breakfast burritos, by the way, just everybody listening. Good stuff.
Great. Well, you need to bring them into the studio sometime.
Yeah.
Well, I guess one of these days I will have to do that since I brought in my burnt ends today. You
so
should have had
good.
Some when you were here, Jenna. They're really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. I popped in and said, hey.
Yeah, I know. And then off you went.
Well, she didn't say hey to me. She said hey to you.
Racing off to Disney World.
But she didn't say hey to me.
Okay, so speaking of racing off and racing around, we got a lot of things we need to get covered here real quick, so we'll get going here. First off, this is one of the things you sent me last week. Website sells private part equipment for trans children.
This is totally
disturbing. What is this all about?
This is really bad.
This is just ridiculous. I mean, and we know that capitalism basically says if there's a market for anything and there is a consumer base, then, you know, great. But at the same time, this is ridiculous that there is even a market for this at all. So for the leftist parents that really, really want to perpetuate on their children that, you know, even though you are physically and biologically a girl, you can now get a private part and boy organs. And you can pick and choose from the, like, you know, five or six different ones online that little girls can now stuff their panties with male private parts. And then if you are a boy, there are panties that will actually repress the small male bulge and look like you have a smooth area like a girl, which is absolutely ridiculous that parents would be in any way, shape, or form.
It's like child abuse. I'm sorry.
It isn't like child abuse. It is child abuse.
It really is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've talked before about different reports and psychologists who actually talk about this and say that it is psychological trauma to children. And really what you're doing is lying to them. And so when they grow up having no idea what is reality from fiction and truth versus a lie, you're setting them up for severe problems when they grow up. And I agree with you, it's child abuse.
Yeah, no, it is. And this was an article on Louder with Crowder that when I read it, I thought, this cannot be real. But as I'm reading through it, I'm like, oh, sure enough, it is.
Yeah. I bet.
So, you know, John, you can get your male body part for only $20 for your child.
I see that. Or $55 if I want a little step up, let's say, quote unquote.
Unreal.
Yeah, It's absolutely ridiculous. And to see that in the end, they have the different, you know, makes and models. I mean, who is going and even one considering this, but then actually shopping online to say, oh, this is what I want to give my child. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, no, it is. And again, if you want to check it out for yourself, we will put this up on Facebook Live, even though I'd rather not, but we will, just so you all know what's going on in the world today. All right, what's next, Jenna?
Yeah. Well, speaking of what's going on in the world and the LGBT agenda, in California, which, like I said, is probably, you know, most of the Amazon shipments go there for those ridiculous little items.
Mm-hmm.
But LGBT history is now mandatory in California. And although the law says that a, quote, unquote, fair, accurate, inclusive, and respectful representation must be in California textbooks, what they're doing is actually putting in speculation on the potential gay tendencies or biases or LGBT orientation from historical figures in the past. And so although the textbook committee actually admits that there may be inconclusive evidence for even asserting that a historical figure like Nathaniel Hawthorne or, you know, political figure, or Emily Dickinson or some of these other people, they will say, well, we still need to include this for school children in California so that there is an inclusive environment for LGBT in California textbooks. These are for children in courses that, by the way, John and Dan, are not courses that parents can opt their children out of. This is in history and mandatory courses that are now being taught that historical figures have these gay tendencies. All they're trying to do with the obvious agenda, but also trying to represent that the LGBT community is a much higher percentage and that this isn't, you know, in the last 5 minutes of history, that this is something that has been going on and is trying to normalize it.
Yeah. So you know history very well. Dan, you know history very well. Give me somebody that in our past they would have even considered to have been gay. To my knowledge, nobody was, but give me an example of somebody they would be highlighting as somebody that potentially would be gay. Any thoughts?
Well, you know, I mean, there was, in the Roman era, there was definitely, you know, the games and how there were young boys that were given to, and there was that whole underground, and actually it wasn't even underground, it was very prolific in the Roman era. But that doesn't mean that those people who necessarily partook of that were only gay. They just had, I mean, we've seen that pedophilia and these types of sins and tendencies have happened throughout the course of human history. But what this doesn't mean is that someone who lived an otherwise normal life, and there's absolutely no data or evidence that we can just speculate and say, oh, well, because, you know, Nathaniel Hawthorne was somewhat troubled and his books may have contemplated some things that we might see, let's just wildly speculate and we'll teach it to children as historical fact. That's what's going on.
That's just bogus. That's just totally wrong.
It really is.
Yeah, it's
revisionist history once again.
Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, they're basically going to change history. Now, on top of that, are they going to, because I realize that there are some, and I don't want to try to exclude anything from history that may be accurate, but how many famous, you know, gay and lesbian individuals are there that really had an impact historically speaking? And I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot here, but can you think of anybody off the top of your head, either you or, you know, Dan or Jenna, either one?
Well, no, and I think that, John, the point is that if we look at famous figures throughout history, why does it even matter? Why are we saying, you know, I mean, why not also include their shoe size? Why not also include whether they were right or left-handed?
Great point.
I mean, nothing matters to why, I mean, if we're looking at presidents and we're looking at, you know, all these people, they're in history books because of their contribution to a specific event or a field, not because of their sexual orientation, regardless of whether it was heterosexual or homosexual.
Yeah, but you know, guys, this is what happens when you lose the battle, when you lose the war. So the victors get to write the history. And we've lost the culture war. When Christians backed out of the culture war in the 70s and 80s, they basically turned the culture over to the left. And I remember when the TV show Soap came out, it had one of the first gay characters in it. And people on our side were saying, slippery slope, slippery slope. And everybody else saying, nah, there would be nothing come of this. But when you look at how the left has taken control of the culture, well, what else can be expected? But now they can go through, because they own the universities, they own media, they own every bit of our culture. Basically, they can now go in and write whatever they want, and they can say whatever they want. And who's really there to dispute
in
the classroom?
So an example would be, are they going to take somebody like J. Edgar Hoover, and rather than highlight on what he did, right, wrong, or otherwise with the FBI, highlight the fact that he may or may not have been gay.
Yeah, you've already got Oliver Stone doing that. I mean, you've already got Hollywood doing
but
that.
But it's not in a textbook.
But it will be soon.
That's the question I just asked.
And that's the thing, when I had the Bartons on from Wall Builders, we were talking about that, how now they're writing history books with no footnotes. There's nobody going through and reviewing the history books. And now they're saying, well, just because we said so, that is the history now.
Well, and now it's California law. I mean, this is actually passed through the California legislature to say that you have to, in any textbooks that are, and this is why public education and education run by the government is ultimately, in my opinion, not the best school choice. And thankfully, parents in America think about this and
agree.
Think about, do you really not want to have control?
Agree.
But now it's required in textbooks to have fair, accurate, and inclusive representation. And so they have this little section, and you can go, there was a clip on Fox News, and they actually showed a picture of a textbook, and it highlighted the gay, lesbian, transgender history, and had a whole entire segment and almost like a pop-out box to say, we're highlighting this. And so now not only can your kids, have their different parts from what they biologically are, but we're going to now teach them that this is just how people have been throughout era past. And what they're trying to do is normalize it and teach it to the next generation to grow up being completely desensitized to the fact that this is a genuine fact-based issue. And that's what's really going on. And it's absolutely terrible. And parents in California need to band together and to fight this. And I hope that there's a court case that comes out of it.
Jenna, this is exactly what happens when the church and people of good moral character don't engage in the public square. Do not engage in the culture. Because we had the same problem in Douglas County. A lot of the churches in Douglas County would not put out the voter guides for the school board race. And so we've lost the school board, the conservatives have. We've lost the voucher program. And so this just keeps going on and on and on because, back in the 70s and 80s, Jesus is coming. We do not need to be involved in the culture. Jesus is coming to save us all. Well, It's 2018. He hasn't showed up yet.
Right.
And now we've lost the culture.
Right.
And he will. And he said, I will return. But he also told us, we still have the Great Commission and the mandate. It wasn't just, okay, now just sit back and let the culture do its own thing and completely retreat from promoting the gospel in society just because I said I'm coming back soon. That's completely antithetical to the gospel. And you're totally right, Dan, that we now have this fear of government. We have the fear of losing our nonprofit status. We have the fear of all of this other stuff to not be popular, not have our mega churches, not have our little, latte bar on Sunday or whatever. And so we are missing the fact that we are completely losing the culture where we've lost marriage, sex, family, all of these things that are central to promoting the gospel.
Yeah, you two are better Bible scholars than I am, you and John. Isn't there something in there about being a good steward? Mm-hmm. And being a good steward, doesn't that mean also of your community, your politics, and everything?
Yes.
All the above.
About money.
All of the above.
Absolutely.
Yep. No, you're 100% correct. All of the above. All right, let's squeeze one more in here before we take a break. And the Huffington Post editor tweets, a New Year's resolution, kill all men.
Yeah, this is just the next thing from the left. And Emily McCombs, who now her Twitter has been, is at least private and hidden. There's speculation whether or not it's been suspended over this. But she tweeted on December 29th, New Year's resolutions. 1, cultivate female friendship. 2, band together to kill all men. So now the militant feminists are not only saying they don't need men, but this is just the next tweet of saying, we need to just go and kill women. We don't need them. And there's been a great Twitter response to this. There was also in conservative firingline.com and also I believe the Daily Wire as well, or the Daily Caller rather, has talked about this, and they've hit back and said, without men, women can't even perpetuate having more women.
My next question. How do they plan on continuing on with their kind even if there's no procreation?
I don't know. Is she a lesbian or something or what? Good luck on getting a date.
She has 2 sons of her own. And so this person has been in, really hot water before anyway, Emily McCombs, for talking about how she talks about her own son, saying that she wants to raise feminist sons, and it makes her sick to think that one day her son might go and perpetuate a misogynistic beliefs onto the culture and all of that. But what I find really interesting as well, beyond, the obvious of the disgustingness of this post, is that so many of my generation, even a little bit older, are no longer concerned about any sort of conservation or handing off to the next generation. No one is actually concerned about their children and their posterity, and it's all complete self-centeredness. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing fewer marriages. We're seeing, I mean, it's amazing that this woman even has kids. A lot of militant feminists don't even like the idea of having kids because they're a bother and they're interrupting what, you know, women want to do with their careers. I mean, they completely negate the whole idea of family and passing down truth into the next generation. And so I don't think that feminists even bother to think about, well, if we didn't have men, okay, fine. Well, then let's eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we die. I mean, that is their
world. Yeah, very good.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, great point. All right, let's do this. Take a quick time out. We'll come back. Our rogue attorney, Jenna Ellis, with us, who is also here on Fridays, 2 to 3 o'clock. Larry's Automotive and Transmission coming up next. Again, anything you need for your vehicle, they would love to take care of you. They can do full bumper-to-bumper service. Anything you need for your vehicle, they are there for you. 303-427-2108 is the phone number. Give Larry's a call today. When you do, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Belt replacement.
What's up with Gary over there?
He just had his car serviced at Larry's Auto.
So, Gary gets excited about regularly maintaining his car.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe, but he said that he actually enjoys going to get his car worked on at Larry's because the guys there treat him so well.
I wish I could get that excited about maintaining my car. I have a hard enough time even washing it.
Yeah, me too.
At Larry's Auto, our ASE certified techs are happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. We are genuinely excited to help you do all the things necessary to maintain and repair your car, although we may not be as excited as Gary here.
Transmission flush?
Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108 to schedule your regular maintenance appointment. That's 303-427-2108.
Oil change?
All right, Bristlecone Shooting is up next. It's not just a shooting range, folks. It's a complete one-stop shop for gun lovers like myself.
Oh, yeah. It's an awesome place.
Cassie asked me earlier, John, what do you do with the guns that you own? Oh, lots of things.
Besides shooting them, what else do you do?
You get them out, and you look at them, and you caress them, and you kind of love on them a little bit. You might sleep with them every now and then. They're really an awesome companion.
Yes. That's why I've been talking to Jacqueline, you know, the owner over at Bristlecone, about getting you a gun snuggly.
Yeah, they're awesome. These things, I mean, you just can't go. What's a gun I don't like, one I don't own?
That's true.
They're all great. There's not a bad choice. Just, you know, whatever fits you, whatever you like. And by the way, when I talk about that, there are bad choices in guns for certain individuals, just like there are bad car choices for certain individuals. It's not the gun that's the problem. Typically, somebody didn't buy the right thing to begin with. They've got the right people there that can help you with all that.
So what's really cool is they got this whole array of handguns there that you can rent. So you rent one, you've rented them all.
Try them out.
So you can just try them out. Man, is it fun.
Yep. 303-985-0989. When you go there, you can find them at bristlecone-shooting.com. When you go there, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristlecone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristlecone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristlecone Shooting.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush, Dan Muir, Jenna Ellis joining us, our rogue attorney. All right, Jenna, what's up next? How about the Supreme Court free speech case? Talk about that.
Yes. So this is a really important case to follow along with the Masterpiece Cake Shop case that we've talked about a lot on your program and mine as well. But this is one that is on behalf of the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. And it's a really important case, and of course, is coming out of California, because under California law, pro-life medical centers must post a sign in their waiting areas that tell their patients how to get state-funded abortions. So again, this is very similar to compelled speech. And this is very similar. There was a great article in Washington Examiner by a colleague of mine that said, which of the following is true? Hypothetically, let's ask this question. If Massachusetts passed a law requiring Alcoholics Anonymous to hang posters at their meetings to advertise where to get alcohol, or if the Texas governor signed a bill that requires Hindu temples to post signs advising where to purchase hamburger meat, no, we know that certain facilities and certain programs can say this is our service. And so for these pro-life pregnancy centers, for them to be compelled to tell their patients and to post material saying, by the way, if you don't like our pro-life stance, we are compelled to tell you where to go get a state-funded abortion. That is what's at stake in this case.
Wow. Those are good comparisons, by the way, that somebody put in this particular, you know, friend of yours that put this in the article. So what's your thoughts on what's going to go on in the Supreme Court and what will potentially be handed down? What are your thoughts there?
Well, this should go before the Supreme Court for oral argument probably in February. I'm not aware that a specific date has yet been set. The Alliance Defending Freedom, who also is representing Jack Phillips, is representing the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. And by the way, if you see it online, the acronym for it is NIFLA. So if you hear someone refer to it as the NIFLA case, this is what they're talking about. That will be argued, like I said, sometime this spring, and then we'll get a decision before the end of term in June. And I think the oral argument will really highlight how the justices are looking at this. We've seen the protection and preservation from all of the left, including Justice Kennedy, of abortion as this so-called woman's right, which, as we all know, is completely antithetical to the Constitution, totally ridiculous. But this is one of those things where you have the right against compelled speech, you have the preserved fundamental right to free speech,
right,
that is butting up against this very politically contentious issue. So hopefully the court, including Justice Kennedy, will look at this as a free speech issue. And it shouldn't matter whether we're talking about hamburgers, we're talking about...
No, I mean, it would be like, you know, I'm in the automotive industry, so it'd be like sending one of my folks to Larry's to get an oil change, but Jeff and Larry both now are required to put a sign for the local Jiffy Lube in their waiting room while they're servicing your vehicle. That's a similar situation, right?
Exactly. And so not only to basically refer to the competition, but to also, you know, what if they knew at their shop.
And it was free. Let's add one more thing to this. Not only do they advertise for Jiffy Lube, but the sign says, get a free oil change at Jiffy Lube, and that hangs in the waiting room of Larry's.
Right. And also, they knew that was something that was not only unethical, but their sincerely held belief was that it was immoral. And yet they were being compelled by a government law to post that in their shop, and that they knew that clients would see that, would take advantage of it just because it's free, would see that as an easy way to solve their problem, and that they were the ones essentially being the conduit for that referral. It goes against the fundamental right of freedom of speech, and what I'm tired of is this common thread that we're seeing in these cases this term, that the agenda from the left is wanting to compel speech for everyone who disagrees with them. So we have free speech as long as you agree, but for Christians, for pro-life, for people who don't believe in gay marriage, nope, sorry, your free speech is not protected.
But you know, Jenna, there's a reason for this, and it's the three sacred cows of the left, that being abortion, the environment, and homosexuality. Mm-hmm. And all three of these things limit human growth and human prosperity.
True.
Which is exactly what the left wants.
True. Good point, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you said in the last segment, Dan, I mean, we are losing the culture war, and if we don't understand the consequences of this, and if the justices don't understand that this isn't actually a case just about abortion, the Masterpiece Cake case is not just about gay marriage. This is about compelled speech. Ultimately, then the government will pick and choose what messages you and I have to say.
Right.
And then we've lost free speech. We've lost the hallmark of our freedom, our liberty in America.
Right.
That is what's ultimately at stake.
So, and I highly suggest that people go back and listen to Jenna's interview with Alan Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz, and you'll see that he's very objective on everything constitutional until it gets to homosexual rights. And then, once again, his leftist bias kicks in, which for him is really unusual, but it's one of those sacred cows that the left just cannot let go of. And, Jenna, I thought you did a really good job of handling Professor Dershowitz.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciated that, and it was an honor to interview him. And I agree with you that, you know, we started out the interview, which, by the way, is on podcastsoundcloud.com/attorney-client-privilege. You can see that from just last week. And he was talking about upholding the rule of law and that politics should not get in the way with applying constitutional analysis objectively. And then I asked him about the Masterpiece Cake case. And then all of a sudden, well, I think Jack is a bigot. He said that. And so then that changed his analysis because of his political and personal perspective, which, as you mentioned, Dan, was fascinating from someone who had just said, we need to approach these things objectively. Mm-hmm. I did get him to admit, though, that compelled speech by the government would definitely be unconstitutional and would not be a good road to go down. So hopefully I gave him a little bit to think about.
All right. So I just had Dennis Brewster from Extreme text this in and said, okay, Jenna, what can we do when it comes to some of these things, this particular case going through the Supreme Court, for example? Is there any way to battle that, or is what's going on now just going to happen no matter what we do?
No, that's why we have organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom. For anyone who's out there who is a licensed attorney in any state, you can, like myself, join the Alliance and be part of the attorneys that will take pro bono cases and help actually in court. If you're not an attorney, you can still be part of this, not only by contacting your legislators, making sure that nothing like this happens in Colorado. You can also support Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yeah.
You can go to adflegal.org, and you can actively get involved with their ministry. I mean, and that's really what it is a constitutional legal ministry that preserves and protects all of our fundamental rights. And everyone, I would encourage you, go to adflegal.org. You can also support the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow's organization, and get involved. Absolutely. And also, last thing is education. We need to tell people this is what's going on and not let California just continue to do all of this that will ultimately impact the country. Because when this case goes in front of the Supreme Court, what the Supreme Court holds is then going to be binding precedent for the rest of the nation. So California, in a lot of ways, is driving a leftist agenda for the entire nation. So we have to stop that. You can sign on to amicus briefs. You can get involved. And definitely, like I said, Alliance Defending Freedom is doing excellent work.
Okay, so one more thing before we end this segment with Jenna, and fair warning, if there's little kids in the car, you might want to turn this down, because I'm going to talk about a couple of things that maybe you don't want them to hear, but it's important for the rest of you to know what's going on. So I'll give you a moment. You can turn the radio down, come back, listen to us a little later, give you 10 seconds. In September, Outkick the Coverage founder Clay Travis said live on CNN that the First Amendment and boobs had never let him down in life, causing anchor Brooke Baldwin to cut the interview short. And she later tweeted out that language is never okay. Yet on CNN, just this New Year's Eve, CNN's Brooke Baldwin said to Don Lemon, "My balls are bigger than your balls." And let's just say that I think everybody knew what she was talking about.
Yeah. So with that, John, I mean, it clearly sexism only goes one way, right? Women are allowed to be vulgar. We're allowed to be sexist. We're allowed to, like this Huffington Post editor that we just talked about, you know, tweet out kill all men.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone goes rah-rah for womankind, right?
Right?
And I can say this because I'm a woman, but if you, John or Dan, said that as a man, oh my gosh, you know, you are just being sexist toward women, and you can't comment on our figure, on our, you know, on our boobs or whatever without getting slammed for it. But we can do what we want. It tolerance, again, is not a two-way.
It doesn't go. Yeah, it's not going both ways. And CNN, by the way, had so many other faux pas on New Year's Eve. We could probably just run through and list them, from the fake marriage proposal on down. It's just ridiculous how. And I think Trump has really said it right all along, how fake they really are. He's being proven right over and over again by the way these knuckleheads act.
Yeah, and it was absolutely crass of her. And by the way, I don't support either one. I think that you can talk about the First Amendment without making a snide
agree
comment. And I don't think that you ever need to bring sex into a conversation.
Agree. Thank you.
Like that. And so both of those are equally damaging, but it's not because one was said by a man versus a woman.
Yep. No, I agree. I'm glad you said that, Jenna. And again, you being the legal expert here could weigh on this even better than we can. But basically what you're saying, and we've known this for quite some time. Actually, we've known it all along. The left doesn't really care. They don't play fair. What's good for one, they think isn't really good for the other. As long as they get it their way, they really don't care.
Yeah, the ends justify the means.
That's right. They don't care.
Absolutely. And what's so funny is they have a very short memory. And so what happened yesterday has no bearing on what their talking point is today.
That's right.
And so we see that as well, is that they don't have a consistent message. And it's harder to be consistent. It's harder because, you know, when someone says something that I don't like, I have to say, you know what, they have a First Amendment protected right to their opinion as well, and I can reason with them, I can respond well, rather than just trying to cut them off and to have the government compel them to speak my message. But it's harder to do that.
What was interesting when you watch the video clip that's on Breitbart, by the way, Breitbart.com, when you watch the video clip, I thought it was interesting, Jenna, and I don't know if you caught this or not, but there was basically, you know, the two people that were in New Orleans, and there were two people, looks like they were in Times Square, I'd have to go back and look. One of them was, I can't think of his name. Hang on. It'll come to me in a second. Anyways, two men anchors are in Times Square. She and the other guy are in who were the folks that were in Baldwin and the other guy? I can't remember the other guy's name. Anyways, they're in Louisiana, where much warmer, much colder. What was interesting is when she said what she said to her co-host, the other two guys in New York looked at each other like, I can't believe she just said that. Did you catch that?
Yeah, and I saw the clip, and, you know, yeah. And I mean, I think that they were, and they should have been, shocked that she would say something like that. And, you know, I was really disappointed, frankly, in all of the major news networks. I mean, like, my family had Fox News on, and we were hoping that, you know, there would be some actually good commentary about, you know, what's happened in 2017, the Trump administration, all that. But it was basically just live streaming a party that nobody should want to be at to begin with. And so we're seeing it's almost the one night of the year that mainstream media turns into MTV and is putting out things that I wouldn't want to watch. I certainly wouldn't want my kids to watch.
Yep.
And I think just shows the vulgar nature of both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, when you don't have Christ at the center. And everyone should remember, being a Republican doesn't necessarily mean that you're Christian.
True.
And so we have to be careful what we see and what we believe from either side, because both sides can be vulgar if they don't have Christ at the center.
And by the way, it was Baldwin and Lemon, who, by the way, looked like he'd had one too many by the time he did what he was doing anyways. And again, why you would even, to your point a moment ago, Jenna, allow some of what CNN's allowing on air, period. I don't care if it's New Year's Eve or not. New Year's Eve is a time where a lot of kids, family, and so on are going to be gathered around the television set. If anything, it should be one step above what it should be.
Yeah, I agree. And I would have loved to hear some actual intellectual dialogue and commentary rather than,
nah,
just, you know, life.
Not going to happen there.
Well, you know, but once again, you know, when the right or the Christians or whoever steps out of the culture war, this is what you get.
Yeah. No, we don't have as many Christians, per se, even in these jobs that they should have, because we backed out years ago, Dan. I mean, literally, and Jenna, you know, that's what happens. So, Jenna, we appreciate your time very much. I know you're heading out of town tomorrow. Thanks for all you do and the battles that you fight for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jenna. Happy 2018, and we'll have her on again in the near future. Don't worry. Front Range Mortgage coming up next. If you've got a jumbo mortgage that you would like to refi and save good money on, they can help you with that. 303-500-1900 is Front Range Mortgage. Give Brian Murphy a call today. Give him about 10 minutes of your time. Let him know where you're at, and he'll help you with the rest. It's really that simple. Front Range Mortgage, jumbo loans. Call him now and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Colorado mortgage limits were raised in January of 2017. Today, if you owe more than $417,000 on your home, you are probably paying too high a rate and likely in the wrong loan. Your loan may have been a good option in 2010 or 2013, but today your jumbo mortgage is likely a half point up to 2 points higher than today's conforming loan programs. Many of our clients can now afford to leave their jumbo arm, go to a low, safe, fixed rate, and even obtain cash out for other bills with no increase to their mortgage payment. I'm Brian Ryan Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only team that's helped hundreds of homeowners to benefit from these recent loan changes, escape their high-interest jumbo mortgages, lowering their rates, and saving a bundle. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much you can save under these new guidelines by escaping your jumbo mortgage. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
All right, Kevin Flesh, Flesh Law Firm, coming up next, 303-806-8886. And again, maybe you had some problems over the New Year's holiday. Let's hope you didn't. But maybe you didn't. You know, it could have been an accident, could have been any number of things. Traffic infractions, you name it. Kevin Flesh is there for you. 303-806-8886. Give him a call today. Find him at fleshlawfirm.com. It's trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Okay, turn here.
Well, watch it. Watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
John, just tell me, Charlie kind of looks like a panda.
A Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah, I mean, he could do Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen Kung
Fu
Panda, by
the
way.
He eats like Kung Fu Panda.
I've never seen Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, it's no, you want to know something, John? That's one cartoon you'll love, the first one.
It's not a music.
No, you will love Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, why would I love it?
It's just great life lessons, and it's very, very funny.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you like the Minions, right? You like the Despicable Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a cartoon you like,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
I like that one a lot. Menu.
Yeah, you'll like Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, how about this? You're going to enjoy this. You ready?
Okay, yep.
Okay, you know in Oregon, there's two states in the country where you can't pump your own fuel. New Jersey, Oregon. So there was.
I knew that about Jersey. I didn't know that about Oregon. Are
oh, yeah.
you kidding me?
You cannot pump your own gas in Oregon.
We live out here in the rugged West, but you can't pump your own gas.
Not well. You can now.
Oh, you can.
A new law took effect in Oregon on Monday that allows Oregonian drivers to pump their own gas in rural counties. Oregon, along with New Jersey, are the only two states in the United States that require a gas station service member to pump a customer's gas. The remaining 48 states allow self-serving gas station where customers pump their own gas. According to an article by the AP, gas stations in two central Oregon counties will continue to pump gas for customers despite the new law. KTVL posted the Associated Press's article, this is an article, by the way, out of Hawaii News Now, to their Facebook page asking the public to react. A social media firestorm ensued. The post has garnered over 4,000 shares and has 4,800 comments and counting. Do you want to read some some of the comments? Most, by the way, Oregonians were against the new legislation. I've lived in this state all my life, and I refuse to pump my own gas. I had to do it once in California while visiting my brother and almost died doing it. This is a service only qualified people should perform. I will literally park at the pump and wait until someone pumps my gas. I can't even, he says.
You have got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know how to pump gas, and I'm 62, native Oregonian says. I say, no thanks. I don't want to smell like gasoline. No.
So when everything, John, when everything goes to hell, are these the first cannibals?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, what is going on?
No, disabled seniors, people with young children in the car need help. Not to mention getting out of your car with transients around and not feeling safe, too.
No, okay, they got a good point there. Have you been downtown Denver lately? I wouldn't pump my own gas there either.
It's a very bad idea. Have you been to Bend, Oregon? I can't believe there's a lot of people in Bend, Oregon that are transients running around.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Oh, I got a guy that I know that I'll talk to there in the morning. I'll have to ask him how many transients are running around.
Yeah, there are a lot of homeless people running around there.
This is a very bad idea. Very bad idea that is implemented without a problem in 48 to 50 states, representing about 95% of the nation's population.
So I want to know, once again, let's go back to the certification. Let's go back. How do you become a certified gas pumper? I want to know, do you have to go to school? What kind of classes do you need to take? What kind of safety programs do you have to go through? Do you have to know CPR? I mean, what do you have to know?
Well, I think really what you need to know is don't be rubbing in your hair and smoking a cigarette at the same time, and I think you're in good shape.
There you go. Well, luckily, cigarette smoking is probably already illegal in Oregon.
Probably.
However, if you're smoking your little doobie there, you know,
it might be a problem. Oof. Death, kiss of death. That's what that's called. Oof. And for those of you that have never heard that sound, by the way, it is the sound of death. And I, as an automotive technician for years, have heard that one too many times. And it is the sound of death. And
you don't want to hear that sound.
No, when it happens, you're trying to figure out what happened. What's going on? What's on fire? Yeah, what's on fire? What just happened? Yeah, I've burned off my eyebrows, you know, one too many times over the years.
That's horrible, isn't it? That's horrible.
You come out and they're just like, they're curled up. Because that's what happens when your hair gets all singed up. They're like, your eyebrows are like non-existent. Like, whoa, what? That wasn't good.
Then you wonder, are they going to grow back?
Now, that was back in carbureted
or
days.
Or am I going to be that weird-looking guy the rest of my life?
No, luckily they do grow back.
I'm Mr. No Eyebrows.
Woof. Anyways, yeah, there's no certification for pumping gas. It's really not that hard.
So well, I want to know, though, because this person said you're a qualified gas station attendant pumping my gas.
Those are crack-savvy individuals, the way, usually.
So you're crack because they're on crack. Is that what you mean? They're crack-savvy individuals.
I mean, the last time I pulled into a gas station in Oregon and got fuel, I'm like, and of course you forget. So you pull in and you get out. Well, then immediately there's a guy walking towards you and like, oh, geez, I'm busted.
Yeah,
I'm in trouble
boss.
Now.
The union boss comes
over there. You're supposed to climb back in and he's going to pump it for you. How much do you want, sir? And you got to give him the credit card and the whole bit and they pump it. And, you know, and it's kind of a nice
writing
convenience.
Writing down your credit card numbers and the code on the back.
Yeah, pretty much.
That.
Yeah. I mean,
because nowadays you just take a quick picture of it.
That's true. It doesn't take much. Off you go. I mean, pumping gas, really? It's that big of a deal? Yeah, so rural Oregonians can now pump their own gas, but they're kind of up in arms over it because they don't know how.
Hey,
they haven't pumped gas in 62 years.
Fill it up with premium, will you? Yeah, check the
ethyl.
Oil.
Put some ethyl in it.
Ethyl, that's what it was. Yeah, ethyl.
Put some ethyl.
I want the good stuff.
Put some ethyl in that.
Put some ethyl.
Yeah, we're really dating ourselves now, aren't we?
Just a spot on the windshield. What's the matter with you, slacker?
You check the oil? Clean.
Yeah, check that out.
In the old days, you'd pull up to the island. They do all that. In the old days, just so Cassie wouldn't know this, but in the old days, there were two service islands, full-serve, self-serve.
Yeah.
And full-serve was, I don't know, 30, 40 cents a gallon higher than self-serve, but you got your windshield clean and your tires checked and the oil checked inside the engine and all that stuff all happened in full-serve. So every now and then, you know, folks, to really kind of see how things were going, would pull into full-serve. And some people, you know, the rich customers always were full-serve. They always pulled in the island.
But this was when gas was only,
I don't know, it's probably a dollar a gallon or less.
Yeah, but we only made $1.50 an hour, too, so.
Yeah.
That's true. So it was still a luxury.
Oh, yeah. full service back then was a luxury. Yeah, only rich people went to full serve.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you just wanted your car checked.
Then you'd go to full serve.
Then you give your wife permission.
Pete would run out. You know, Pete would run out with his white striped uniform on, his little hat, and red rag hanging out of the back of his pocket, and a little quart of oil. He'd run out and check everything, top things off, charge you whatever you needed, and off you go.
I would like that. So someone on Facebook says that they live in Newport, Oregon, and they hate it. It's not a nice law because you have to wait forever.
Yep, for somebody to come out and pump your gas. They are 100% correct.
So they like the new law where they can go do it themselves.
They can do
Newport, they probably can't because that's a distance away from Portland. Newport's on the beach, on the coast. Newport's a great place, by the way.
So it's where the union boss is.
By the way, Newport, beautiful place. Glad if you're listening, that's awesome. I love the Oregon coast. It's awesome. So, all right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Extreme Auto Repair. Speaking of pumping your own gas.
Does Dennis pump his own gas?
No, but since you don't go to full service anymore, he probably does. But since you don't go to full service anymore, you got to go to Dennis every now and then get the rest of your car checked out.
Absolutely.
Because people don't do that like they should. So head into Extreme Auto Repair, 303-841-1071.
Not only that, Dennis is so big, he's got so many service bays, you don't even need an appointment. You just show up.
Roll in. It's that simple. It's like going to full service.
That's right. Full
service.
There
you go. In the heart of Parker, Extreme Auto Repair. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles.
My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071 and get your diesel inspected today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Charlie's in there. Wiki-wiki. He's not twerking, but he's wiki-wiking. You know, he's playing all this because I got him all hyped up on my burnt ends there.
Oh, they're so good.
These things are like little meat candy, aren't they?
This just reminded me of a quick story.
What?
So,
you got 1 minute.
It's
you're good.
The Ethel, right?
Yes.
So my grandma, when we used to go to McDonald's for milkshakes. Now, you know that the milkshakes at McDonald's are just in that thing and they just come pouring out, right?
They're mm-hmm. all,
she'd always say, now beat them just enough to mix them. I want it really thick. So she thought they were in there scooping up ice cream, putting in the milk, putting in the chocolate and all that at McDonald's.
Really?
Every single time we go to the McDonald's drive-thru, that's what she'd say.
Why did she think that?
I don't know, because that's just how they did it back then.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I think that's funny.
Okay, the term Ethel is a girl's name of English origin, and the meaning of the name Ethel is noble. Ethel is an alternative form of Ethel of Old English. So there you go. And so it was actually a form of additive back in those days. Ethel was a form of additive.
So,
the fuel back then.
You know, actually, lead was an additive. So,
right.
Why do we still call gas unleaded when it comes that way?
You can't buy lead anymore anywhere.
No, I know, but why isn't it just. Why don't we just call
it
gas?
It's over with. I don't
know.
But, good question.
Why we still.
It should just be gas.
You know,
it's not unleaded.
It's like rolling down the window. Nobody rolls down the window anymore.
No, a motor does that for you.
Yeah, right. So,
that's a good question because there's no lead. I mean, there's no paint chips to suck on. There's nothing anymore.
No,
we're done.
No fun.
No fun anymore.
No.
It's the no fun league. We're so safe that, we're going to live till we're 500 years old. Anyways, John Rushton, you are Cassie George doing Facebook Live. Our engineer, Charlie Grimes. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Happy New Year. First show in the books, 2018. We should be here all year, Dan.
Should be.
Lord willing.
I
we'll be
so.
Here all year. All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.